The South Florida food truck scene can be described as magnetizing.
We have a family that flew down on a private jet from Texas.
To come to the food truck.
Yes.
That's Christian Dickens, one of the owners of the popular grilled cheese food truck, Ms. Cheesius. In February, Ms. Cheesius made the transition from two trucks into a full-blown brick-and-mortar restaurant located on Biscayne Boulevard. Mobile eateries in South Florida are a popular attraction, but some are making the jump from trucks to tables. Cheesius co-owner Brian Mullen says that for them, it's just what was bound to happen.
I think it was just the next progression of what we wanted to do. The trucks are great, but to be, you know, to really cement our brand, we needed to have a home base for them.
The Cheesius trucks have been in operation for a little over 4 years. Blogger Seth Gonzalez has an idea about why the brand has become so popular.
Ms. Cheesius always did a lot of events. They always went out and did a lot of community events and built their name in the community and got themselves a following.
You might know Seth a little better as Miami's Burger Beast. He believes that food trucks can sometimes act as test kitchens for regional markets.
You can take the truck everywhere, so you can kind of even test out, you know, serving food in different parts of the city. And they're like, all right, our fan base obviously is based, you know, Little Havana as an example or something. And that's where you want to open.
Food trucks can be seen as culinary research centers, something to test the waters with your product before entering the brick and mortar game. Chef Richard Hales is a successful restaurateur. He sees things through a financial lens.
Traditionally, yeah, the goal is I don't have enough money to open up a brick-and-mortar restaurant, so I'm going to get my food out there in a food truck, and then when I make up enough money from that and I test the market with my food, then I'm going to open up a real restaurant.
Hales runs the Midtown Miami restaurants Sakaya Kitchen and Black Brick. In 2010, he expanded Sakaya Kitchen's concept into a food truck, Dim Sum Agogo. It cost much less for him to open the truck than it did for him to open Black Brick in 2013.
The food truck is much easier to launch. It's less expensive. You could spend on the entire food truck, you know, less than you could spend on a commercial kitchen in a brick-and-mortar restaurant.
Hales opened Dim Sum Agogo because he noticed that food trucks were becoming popular in Miami, and people responded in an unusual manner.
There was a moment that people loved the food truck more than the restaurant, which was odd to me because the food came from the same people prepping and literally the same people cooking. But it's somehow it tasted better coming from the food truck than it actually did coming from the restaurant.
There's no doubt that food trucks offer something unique, but restaurants definitely hold an advantage or two.
You can sit down. There's some place to sit. And if it rains, we have some place you can go to not get rained on.
What would I prefer? I mean, restaurants, of course. You're in air conditioning.
Trucks or tables? Fresh air or air conditioning? Wheels or seated meals? It's all a matter of personal preference to diners. But to chefs and restaurateurs, there are some pretty big differences. I'm Anthony Cook in Miami.